Okay, we're back to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM. And I'm here with Jerry and Christina just talking about some stuff that's important to the town of North Hempstead and some of the stuff, to be quite honest, that's revelations to me. I mean, I know this town does a lot of stuff, but obviously Christina and Jerry from the advisory board just know much more. And,
no,
and
I think
it's
that's
amazing.
Important. That's why it's great, I think, to do these segments, you know, because you're shedding a little more light instead of just spitting out, you know, dates, and you're getting a little more into what the program actually is about. And, you know, that ties into all this, you know, how to walk on snow and fall. You know, we do fall prevention courses every month. So those will be coming up starting next week, February 6th, which I can't believe it's February already. There's two courses. There's the beginner's class, which it's a great program. Winthrop University provides it at the Yes We Can Community Center in Westbury. It's free. It's for 3 weeks, and you learn everything from how to walk properly, you know, how medication might affect you. And once you complete that course, you're able to take our advanced course, which is the 3 week course also. And I've heard amazing things each week, you know. So again, some exercise, and you're learning tips on how to walk and not fall.
Right.
And it's such a major thing, like we said, just to get prepared and take preventative measures.
Once a week for 3 weeks?
Yep, once a week. It's every Friday for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And it's a good time. You get to meet new people. Right. And like I said, you're actually walking away with knowledge, useful knowledge that you could, you know,
you're learning and you're meeting, which is, again, I'll go back to what Jerry's saying. A smiling face means so much.
Absolutely.
Wherever it is, whenever it is. You always need that hand of support, and you get it here.
I think, too, especially in this weather. I mean, you know, I was walking in with Jerry, and the two of us were taking baby steps walking down.
Right.
It was like,
who's going to catch you?
I was looking for the sidewalk rather than the ice.
You got to be so careful, you know, at any age, because, like we said, it's just so easy to slip, you know, move, and you know, you could really be out of commission. So it's definitely important to learn.
Right, and Shari was saying that before, like, it's snow on the ground, but tonight it's going to be 10.
Very cold.
And which means that carries into tomorrow. So as Jerry said even before, the black ice tomorrow morning, you have to be careful going out of the house. There's no way. Wait till the sun comes up. It's going to be in the 30s. Yeah. Then it'll be wet.
Yeah.
But you have to be careful with
Hopefully
that.
Spring will be here soon enough.
Right. Yeah. I'm counting the days.
Yeah. Me too.
This hasn't been bad.
Yeah.
We're in February, as you said already.
So what's been happening for the last few days, John?
I don't know. Well, no, I agree. Actually, I just wanted to bring up something with Charlie Berman, who actually, Charlie is the receiver of taxes for the town of North Hempstead, and will be on the show next week. Yep. But I'm not bringing it up because he's going to be on the show. He has two more of his property assessment grievance workshops. And I was talking to Cheryl Lee in his department the other day, and his biggest one so far has been 150 people showing up.
Yeah. They're so popular.
Oh, no. I'm thinking you're going to get 10 or 15 people in the library. Mm-hmm. She said, John, they were in the hallway, and they had everybody from the receiver's office there to answer questions, give out paper, etc.
Because who doesn't want to pay lower taxes?
I agree. You know? I agree.
I mean, like, it's really, I think you
want to pay your fair share, but you don't want to pay more than your fair share.
And the thing is, which I didn't realize, if you don't do it, you know, if the tax bill is $100 for the whole county, I'm making this up, and 90% of the people grieve and get a reduction, the money has to come from someplace. Yeah, it's going on top of the people who don't grieve.
Right. You make up the difference.
Now you make up the difference.
It's such an easy thing to do. My husband and I actually did it for our house. And it's like, we did it online. It was like 2 seconds.
Right.
Yeah. And it's just,
and there's no fee involved. See, years ago when it was first started, you contracted with lawyers and accountants. But you gave, a percent of what you saved.
40%.
Bottom line, you paid for it.
Like that.
Now, as you say, Charlie teaches of the program. How long did it take you, Christina? 20 minutes?
Not even. It was like a quick little process I did.
Okay. And then if you get the reduction, you do what you don't.
Right.
But that's
what I said. It's like a positive situation for all.
Right.
You know, it's really a win-win. So.
But people who do want to see Charlie, that's going to be February 3rd at 7 p.m. at the Williston Park Library. And February 24th, that's his last one, at the Shelter Rock Library at 7 o'clock also. But he's done some during the day.
Yeah, he's been around the town, and he's such a personable guy.
He is.
He really is great. Even if you have no problem, go and meet Charlie.
Yeah. It's the truth, though. Yeah. You know, actually, that's one thing that, and this is not a compliment to Judy, nor am I taking anything from Judy, her two main people would be Charlie and Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
But she has two tremendous outgoing people working
there. Right, right.
That if they don't, if she can't show up for something and they wind up representing her, they make her proud because they're good people. And Charlie
and I think
knows
too,
his stuff.
People, and they, you know, the Town Northampton residents, I think, are so familiar with both Charlie and Brooklyn.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, it's really rare in a lot of places that you know who the town clerk is.
Right, right.
You know,
that's true.
Or,
that's
or
right.
The receiver of taxes. I mean, you know, they're such household names. You know, I see them at events all the time, and everyone, oh my God, it's Charlie, it's Wayne. You know, talking about their kids. You know, it's really
That's it. They interact with the community.
Right.
Well, in fact,
I've got
a personal story.
Go ahead.
Charlie came by a couple of years ago. And we got to talk. I had never met him before one-on-one at the program here. And we got talking, and I was telling him that I have a grandson that's starting out at Penn State. And he said, oh, my daughter's there. If he has any problems, give her a call. I mean, that's the kind of guy he is.
Right. And that's tremendous.
Yeah.
That's what I said. It's a great, you know, testament to the wonderful work that the town North Hempstead really does and how the elected officials, you know, try to be transparent with the public. I mean, it's really a great
Well, what we have really here with these great town officials is personal government. You know, it's not like I think we've all heard stories of living in New York City. Nothing wrong with New York City, but it's highly impersonal. You know, when you talk to village government here, you lift the phone, say, "Oh, Mr. Parishman, what's up?" You know, and you get things done very quickly here.
Oh, yeah.
And it's one of the great things about living in the town of North Hempstead.
Right. And that's what I said because we were actually talking last week about, you know, the call center and, you know, the logistics of the call center. I said, you know, that in itself creates, you know, a different, you know, I said you're not just a post-it note on someone's desk.
Exactly.
You know, like there's accountability. You will get, you know, someone will get back to you in a timely fashion because if they're not, there's all these messages and red flags that, you know, get sent. So I said it's amazing. And then when you have a program like Project Independence, you know, it brings people in who might have been weary of, you know, government and, oh, you know, they don't do anything for me.
That's
right. You know, I said you have a program that is so unique and provides such a service and, you know, like all the other department. It's really, it's an amazing.
Well, anybody who knocks anything to do with the Department of Services for the Aging has never appreciated it.
Yeah.
You know, people don't call and say, oh, they'll never do anything.
Right.
Make the phone call first.
Yeah, you really should do that. I mean, you people have opened so many doors and helped so many people personally.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a great job.
That's what I said. Listen, you come down to an advisory committee. There's one in every area, and you could learn, you know, about all kinds of things. And, you know, like I say, you know, Jerry's part of our Great Neck Advisory Committee, and Jerry knows that things actually come out of them. You know,
absolutely.
It's not just people talking and nothing gets
done.
I mean, like, look at this pedestrian safety committee, you know, that you're a big part of and Sherry's. And look at this radio show. I mean, Jerry was the one who said, you know, listen, I think we should do a radio show. I mean, he wanted us to have a whole station ourselves and
thank
do it every
God
day.
We didn't do that.
You know, thank God. I don't know if I'd be standing here. But, you know, I mean, these are like the great ideas that come out and we're like, how are we going to make this work? You know, and, you know, sometimes we're able to make things happen, sometimes not. But, you know, we try and address the issue.
Absolutely.
Always.
I'm pulling out something Christina gave me a week or two ago. In 2014, there were 26,565 service requests for Project Independence.
Wow.
I mean, that's just huge. Now, some of them were repeats, the same person calling, but at least people are calling.
Yeah.
And that's still.
And that's just the people that called actually into the system. I mean, the people alone that call, you know, into the social workers and nurses directly, I could only imagine.
Oh, that's not people like go to a meeting someplace and
get
hit.
This is just people who called into the call center and actually had, you know, a service request made.
Well, it's interesting. People now know about the radio station. Mm-hmm. They know about Pioneer, the newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
They know about the social service. 2 or 3 years ago, I talked to someone about Project Independence. How? What?
Right.
Now people know about it.
Yeah, and it's
and they know that
people know about it in other towns also.
That's right. But I've had people come up and visit me, and they say, "You mean you can do that here? You've got this." They're flabbergasted.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't.
It's unlike
anywhere else.
Right. And actually, you mentioned Pioneer. the next issue of Pioneer, which I'm not really sure exactly when it goes out.
Yeah, it
has
should
a new
be
face.
In March. Yep.
March.
Yeah. Yeah. So stay tuned for it. It's going to be very. We've been working very close with the communications department and our committee on revamping the Pioneer, and it's going to be great. There's going to be a lot of great topics in it. So stay tuned. In middle of March, it should be hitting.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And if you don't receive it, you call into 311. I get it, and then I make sure you are on that mailing list. It's been my plight over the past couple of years to make sure. And I can't tell you the amount of calls I get of people saying, I didn't receive it. Where's my Pioneer? So
that's really when you know you're doing a good job.
It is.
Right.
If it's something that you didn't get, you pay attention to it. Okay.
Right.
The Pioneer thing is tremendous.
Yeah.
It's just great. That's what it is. It's all about getting the word out. In different ways we can. I mean, on top of the Pioneer, we do a monthly email newsletter, because obviously we can't send we'd love to send a Pioneer out every week, but we don't have that kind of budget. But the monthly newsletter, if you want to be part of that, you can just call in with your email address and we'll add you to that and you'll get, what's coming up that month within the town and our department as well.
Is that the calendar? No.
Nope. This is actually, it's an email newsletter.
Okay.
So it's similar to the calendar, it has all the upcoming events and programs and different departments. They say, can you put, a little thing about us? The building department will be in it.
That's very, call 311. I mean, these are things that you should be on because see some of this information that goes floating around and all of a sudden you say, wait a minute, I had an interest I'm free next Tuesday or next Wednesday and you go out for a month. So you can plan then if you're not free.
And there's so much offered that it's hard to keep track. So this way you can print it out. You can hang it on your fridge. If you're free, you can go.
I think, for example, PI was the one that put together this massive schedule for all the libraries and the programs they put on.
Right.
I mean, there were a dozen or so libraries in the town of North Hempstead. They're all doing wonderful things.
Exactly.
And now and you're welcome at all of them. You don't have to stay
home. What I think is important, about Project Independence and the call center, because there's so many resources and different agencies and this radio. Every week there's something new I learn. Yeah. So it's, listen, call 311 and you could find out all this great information.
That's it. Again, for this segment, we'll be right back. You're listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM.